Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver. I'm very happy to sit with you. We're going to practice meditation together for 10 minutes, and we're going to start very soon. So please get settled either on your cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you or in a chair. And if you do sit in a chair, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And as you get settled, I want to share with you some thoughts about engaging with difficult people. Who doesn't want to know about that? As meditators or spiritual people or Buddhists or whatever, however it is you might think of yourself, of course, we feel committed to compassion and kindness and generosity and patience and all manner of things that go out the window when we're talking to someone who we just really don't like or really disagree with or who says inflammatory things or is, you know, trying to provoke you. It happens, my friends. And I hear from some of you every now and then, like, how do you do this as someone who's trying to practice kindness? So I'll tell you what I do. And I'll tell you a story to illustrate it, and then we'll go right to our practice. Some years ago, maybe 3 years ago, I sent an email to the Open Heart Project, to you lovely people, saying I'm going to be making some changes to the Open Heart Project. This was before. At that point, I had been sending out free instructional meditation videos for 3 years. And I was sending them like three times a week. It was too much for everyone, mostly you guys. So I said, I'm going to cut back. I'm only going to send out one meditation video a week, but I'm going to do these other things to help, you know, you on your path. Also, P.S., this has become my full-time job, which happens to be true. And so I'm going to charge for those other things. But if you're used to getting meditation instructional videos from me, don't worry. You'll still get those. They will always be free. P.S., that is also true. So I hit send on this email, and, you know, 90% of you guys just were like, I don't know, you didn't say anything. Okay. 7%, let's say, email going, fantastic. And 3% email going, I'm not going to use these words because they're terrible cuss words, but suffice to say, extremely angry with me. Really angry with me. One of these emails was from a woman, I know, because she signed her name. It was a name that pretty much only belongs to a woman. And she said, you effing B. You can imagine what that stands for. You are such a charlatan. You're a liar. You did the bait and switch on me. You invited me into your world. I'm paraphrasing now. And now you're saying, oh, now that you're in, fork over your money. You're probably laughing at all of us. I'm sorry if this makes you feel bad, but you can just call your friend. This is truly what she said. You can just call your friends Oprah and Deepak and ask them for advice. Goodbye. So I'm looking at this email. I'm like crying. And I'm thinking, who is this person talking to? This appears to be addressed to me, but this is not me. And by the way, I've been doing this for free for 3 years. People don't really think about that. I didn't know what to say. The conventional wisdom in the online world is delete. I didn't do that. I responded. You know, of course, like anybody, I was like, I wanted to say, don't you know, blah, blah, defend myself, myself, myself. How dare you, this blah, blah. But that just seemed like not a good idea. So instead I wrote back and said, this really hurt my feelings. I read this and I just felt so shocked and hurt. And, you know, words have consequences, and these words really, really, really hurt me. But I wish you well, even though at the moment I didn't, but assuming the next moment I probably did. I wish you well. Goodbye. And I'm like, okay, that's probably that. Boom, she emails me right back and says, well, you hurt my feelings. I really came to rely on these meditations and these classes, and I can't afford to pay for them. Okay, now we're in a different world. You fucking bee is really different than you hurt my feelings. Okay, now we can have a conversation. So I said, I understand. I did not mean to hurt your feelings, and I'm glad to know that this is important to you, and let's figure something out. What can you afford? I don't remember what I said, but I'm like, let's figure out a way that we can keep doing this together somehow that works for both of us. Anyway, the point that I want to make from this story, which could have turned out differently, of course, is if you respond with something genuine, it tends to evoke something genuine in the other person. And that genuine thing doesn't have to be nice. I mean, it should not be mean, but it should be true. This hurts me. I'm stunned, or what you said just makes me so angry. I don't know what to do with my own anger. I feel so completely confused by what you said. I don't even understand it. You know, something genuine about your response, even the thing that you just said, makes me feel hopeless about the future of the planet. If that's true, then that's true. And it's different than your point of view is going to doom the whole planet. It's just different. You know, if you're talking about yourself and you're expressing something genuine, which can have a ton of heat to it, there is much more likely that, I'm not going to say it's guaranteed because, of course, it isn't, but it's much more likely that the person you're engaged in conversation with will also come back to you with something genuine on their part. I've done this technique many times. Luckily, I guess I don't get tons of mean emails or anything, but on those occasions when I do, because in the online world one does, I respond with how I feel. Not in an attacking way, just like, wow, this is how I actually feel when I read this. 9 times out of 10, the person comes back with something softer. Offering your vulnerability, offering your truth, offering your feelings is brave and powerful. So please think about this. If you try it, let me know what happens. And now let's practice. Of course, by the way, meditation really helps with being able to do this because the only way that you can do this, respond with this kind of genuineness and truth and so on, is if you're able to introduce a pause, the all-important pause, between what you feel and what you say. Increasingly difficult the more angry you are. You just blurt things. That pause is everything. And in meditation, we practice pausing with our thoughts, letting go, and coming back to the breath, which one could consider as a stand-in for the present moment. We practice with the breath in meditation, not so that we can be great at following the breath, but so that we can be great at being with the circumstances of our life as they occur in real time, having the ability to pause and respond skillfully. So let's practice that. Please begin your practice by taking schmutz off your sweater. Now, please begin your practice by sitting up straight. And just taking this posture of sitting upright enables you to connect with your own inherent dignity. This dignity is very important. Maintaining it and respecting it in another, very important in difficult conversations. When you connect to your own dignity and assume the dignity of your conversation partner or adversary, things go a different way. And you can feel that just by taking this posture. Let the hands rest on the legs, palms down. The biceps are parallel with the torso. Seems to be the most relaxed position for the arms and shoulders. Relax your belly. The area around your heart and your throat. And let the shoulders relax. The chin is tucked a little bit, so the back of the neck is long. And the mouth is delightfully closed because you don't have to talk. And that's great. It's delicious and wonderful to not have to say anything. So let all the muscles of speech relax. The tongue, the jaw, the throat. And let the inclination to speak also go, because you don't need it right now. And feel your own silence. This, the pose of silence, is the pose we take when we're really listening. And it enables us also to respond skillfully. It is the pause. So enjoy your quiet, your inner silence. The breath is natural, in and out through the nose. And the eyes are open. And the gaze is cast down and resting on a particular spot, a few feet in front of you, up to 6 feet or 1.5 meters. Let the eyes soften. And imagine that what you're gazing at is coming toward you a little bit to be seen. You don't have to reach out with your eyeballs. Let it come to you. And the crown of the head reaches up a little bit. Feel your body breathing. Feel the inhale. Feel the exhale. The next inhale will just happen. You do not have to effort at all. And begin again, coming in with the in-breath and out with the out-breath. Just keep feeling your breath. Your mind will continue to make thoughts. That's natural. Most of them will come and go without distracting you. But at some point you may notice that you've become absorbed in thought to the point where you've forgotten about your breath. This is where the pause comes in. So when you notice this, very good moment, say to yourself silently, thinking, let go. Now you're in the pause. Return your attention to the breath gently and take a fresh start. And that's all there is to it. So we'll sit together. Thank you so much for your practice. Thank you so much for practicing together. And may all of your conversations lead to peace.